Tennessee's foster care system has reached what's being described as a massive milestone. The praise is coming from the team of lawyers who first sued the Department of Children's Services, or DCS, more than 16 years ago. Their complaint back then was that vulnerable children were being kept in large shelters, which were compared to long-ago orphanages. DCS has been under court order to overhaul the foster care system ever since, and WPLN's Tony Gonzalez says that more than 140 goals have now been met.
Imagine having someone watch your every move for 16 years. When you mess up, they tell a federal court judge and give interviews to reporters about it. Now picture that same watchdog saying they are now proud of DCS for proving that top-to-bottom reform is possible. That's what New York-based Children's Rights is saying about Tennessee. Positive changes include making sure the state's foster children stay in family homes instead of institutions, and that child abuse investigators have more manageable caseloads.
These reforms were triggered by a class action lawsuit named after a little boy known only as Brian A. The case will be ready to close next month. Then the final phase will require DCS to pay an outside group to keep tabs for one final year.